this is a first. Usually when they stand up, they walk out. You might think I don't know anything about music, but I do. I am proud to say I have seen the first act of everything Wagner ever wrote. But I found the effect to be so powerful upon me, one act was quite sufficient. Now, Wagner's music is better than it sounds. Been appointed Secretary of Nevada Territory. An office of such majesty that it concentrated in itself the duties and dignities of Treasurer, Controller, Secretary of State. Acting governor in the governor's absence. I was young and ignorant, and I envied my brother. I coveted his distinction and his financial splendor. Particularly and especially the long, strange journey he was going to make and the curious new world he was going to explore. He offered me the sublime position of private secretary under him. It appeared that all the heaven and earth had passed away, and the firmament was rolled together as a scroll. More to desire. In August of 1861, Orion and I disembarked from the Overland Stagecoach in the Silverland, Nevada. Back then, I have to tell you, Carson City was the most uninhabitable place on earth. Nothing grew there. Even the birds, when they flew over, carried their own provisions. Into the foothills and looked back on Carson City. Nestled in that flat sandy desert and surrounded by such prodigious mountains that they seemed to expand your soul until you felt yourself spreading into a colossus. And in that instant, you were seized with a burning desire to stretch forth your hand, put Carson in your pocket, and walk off with it. John Kenny and I heard a world of talk about the marvelous beauty of Lake Tahoe. And finally, curiosity drove us thither to see it. We intended to take up a wood ranch and become wealthy. Lake Bigler, we called the lake back then, after the third governor of California, John Bigler. Some suspected Bigler of having copperhead tendencies. One detractor asked, "How can you name a lake with no bottom after a man who is all bottom?" The Paiutes named it Tahoe. It means grasshopper soup, I think. Lake Tahoe remains the fairest picture the whole earth affords. The water is clearer than the air. And the air is the air that angels breathe. Deeply carpeted with dry pine needles, and the fire touched them off. As if they were gunpowder. It was wonderful to see with what fierce speed the tall sheet of flame traveled. The fire raced up the ridgeline, jumped from ridgeback to ridgeback. Till the whole mountainside was ablaze. We had to take to the water for our safety. First prescribed burn in the Tahoe Basin. Thank you. didn't have any luck in the mining fields. I soon enough discovered that a silver mine worth nothing but a hole in the ground with a fool at the bottom and a liar at the top. But I wrote a letter to the editor of the Territorial Enterprise in Virginia City about my adventures in the mining fields. And I signed that letter, Josh. I was looking for a nom de guerre, a cognomen, a pen name. Once before, I had used E. Panamontis Adrastus Blab, and sometime later, Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass. But they didn't sound right. On the strength of that letter, I was offered a job as a reporter for the Territorial Enterprise at $25 a week. And when I signed on as local reporter, Joe Goodman, the publisher, told me, "Sam, you have but one responsibility here. Get your facts straight. Then you can distort them as much as you like." Legislature for the Enterprise, and in all these years, nothing has changed. Never have I seen a body of men with tongues so handy and information so uncertain. They could talk for a week without ever getting rid of an idea. If any one of them had been on hand when the Creator was at the point of saying, "Let there be light," we never would have got it. Fifty-two saloons we had in that town in my day, and no town drunk. No, we took turns. I could see that this was no place for a good Presbyterian, so I didn't remain one very long. We would put the paper to bed at the Enterprise and go over to the corner saloon for a restorative, sweeten the bilge waters a little. John Piper had the corner saloon at the time, a very gracious proprietor. Thank you. board behind the bar. It was a chalkboard. And on occasion, he would mark a credit for his favorite customers. And it got to be such a good thing that no sooner would I walk through those swinging doors of the corner saloon with one of my drinking companions than a regular would shout out, "Mark Twain." And John Piper would mark two on the board behind the bar. So now you know the truth, the petrified truth. When I laid down my editorial pen at the Enterprise, I had four horse whippings and two duels owing to me. And when I said goodbye to Virginia City, I knew I was saying goodbye to the most vigorous enjoyment of life I would ever be afforded. Those days were full to the brim with the wine of life, and there have been no others like them. Two powerful ambitions in this life: to be a river pilot and to be a preacher of the gospel. I accomplished the one, and failed in the other, because I could not supply myself with the necessary stock in trade. Religion. But I have had a call to literature. Of a low order, humorous. It is nothing to be proud of, but it is my strongest suit. To excite the laughter of God's creatures. Irreverence is the protector of human liberty. As against the assault of laughter, nothing can stand.